Been a bad week for the tobacco industry. On Monday, a federal jury in New York City awarded more than $17 million in damages to a major insurer as compensation for smoking-related costs. The jury found that Philip Morris and several other tobacco companies had engaged in deceptive business practices. Yesterday in Los Angeles, a jury ordered Philip Morris to pay more than $3 billion to a lifetime smoker who says the company's cigarettes made him ill. After a 7-week trial, jurors found Philip Morris guilty of fraud, negligence, and making a defective product, NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
The $3 billion jury award is by far the largest ever won by an individual smoker in a tobacco liability case. 56-year-old Richard Boken, who suffers from both brain and lung cancer, had sued Philip Morris, claiming the company hid from him and other smokers the health risks of using tobacco. Boken says he began smoking Marlboros in 1957 when he was 13, but wasn't aware of the dangers until decades later when he was already hooked. Jurors agreed and punished the company with the record-setting verdict. Boken's attorney, Michael Pughes, says the award accomplished both of his goals in the trial, to compensate Boken and send a message to cigarette makers.
The tobacco industry has been responsible for 20 million deaths of Americans since 1950. And I think the message is, you guys are going to have to pay.
Jurors awarded Boken about $6 million in actual damages and $3 billion in punitive damages, an amount that one juror says was intended to, in her words, make Philip Morris stand up and take notice. During the trial, company lawyers didn't deny that smoking played a role in Boken's illness, but they said the warning labels on cigarette packs were adequate to make him aware of the risk. Philip Morris attorney Michael York says the company will appeal the verdict, which he calls absolutely outrageous.
This is the kind of verdict that simply can't stand the test of common sense. It's so far beyond anything that's reasonable, it holds our entire system of justice up to ridicule.
The tobacco industry has been able to fight off most lawsuits by individual smokers around the country, but now has suffered 3 legal defeats in California. Last year, a San Francisco jury ordered Philip Morris to pay $22 million to a smoker with terminal cancer, while a 1999 case in the same city resulted in a $26 million award. Both those verdicts are on appeal, but tobacco industry analyst Mary Aronson says the California losses are a major concern for the industry. She says they may be an indication that jurors now are viewing cigarette makers more harshly.
There was a period in the early to mid-90s where almost every day we were seeing some report about what the industry knew and what it didn't inform the public about. And this information, I think, is fuel that the plaintiff's attorneys are now able to use against the industry in the courtroom.
With yesterday's verdict, Richard Boken becomes the 7th person nationwide to win an individual liability case against the tobacco industry, although only one of them, a 70-year-old Florida man, actually has received any money. Aronson says more than 500 other individual lawsuits now are pending against cigarette companies, as are several potential class action cases. And yesterday's record-setting award, she says, is likely to lead more smokers to seek damages in court. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.